Big Show Friday. We check in live with Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
We're fine, Glass Man. I concur with, the light of the day earlier and earlier every morning. So that's good.
And then until we get to March, and then they will flip us to daylight whatever time, and we will spring forward and stay dark just that same hour. But get outside this morning, Joe. It's 62 degrees. Do whatever you'd like. It feels like Florida here on a February Friday, which makes no sense. But what does make sense is if it is late February, we're wrapping up the high school regular season. Your doubleheader ends tonight. You started last night on the south side with senior night and the Panthers, and we'll get to that recap momentarily. But the preview, head south, down Interstate 65, two of the best individual junior players in the country and in the state, obviously, as New Albany and Romeo Lankford host Musa Jallo and the North Cougars. That's our featured Friday night game of the week for you this week.
Well, over 4,100 zany New Albany fans who will pack the arena tonight. Great atmosphere to watch their beloved Bulldogs, not to mention number one son, Romeo Lankford, as Andy Hodson's. North Cougars will drop in for the Dogs' seniors' night. New Albany and Romeo are on a bit of a run, and no, Romeo is not a senior, so he won't have the pregame ceremonies. And the fact of the matter is, New Albany has only three seniors on the entire squad, so it won't take long. So they're going to be loaded for the next couple of years. They were loaded last year, they're loaded this year, and they're still winning. And he is some kind of player. Andy Hodson was outlining him yesterday on our sports reports. Reason he wears number one? Well, there's a lot of reasons. 6'5", 190-pound strong guard. Just broke, his pinky finger other day. And, well, it's been a couple of games ago. He missed three games. But that being said, he did break former Hoosier and Mr. Basketball Pat Graham's all-time Floyd County scoring record, returning from that broken pinky finger to beat number 10-ranked 3A Indianapolis Manual last Saturday night in overtime 76-72. Lankford breaking Graham's mark with a 40-point effort. He's one of the most highly touted junior prospects in the country. New Albany 20-3, winners 16 of its last 17. The veteran Jim Shannon, 351 wins on the bench, his 19th year, guiding, of course, New Albany to last year's 4A state title. But they have a great supporting cast. Senior guard Isaac Hibbert is one of the best around. The point guard is junior Sean East, who is controls things out back. New Albany's average win margin is 19 a game. That's one of the best in the state. So, indeed, tough sledding ahead tonight for Coach Andy's Maroon and Gold, needing to, get Liam Wilkerson, for one, dialed back in offensively. He had only 2 points in two weekend losses last week, dealing, though, and we'll give a push there to Liam with some flu symptoms. So he's had a good week of practice, and they'll need his points tonight. Of course, North Counters with another outstanding junior in the state of Indiana, its own Musa Jallo, and Musa will start out tonight on Romeo Lankford. So that will be a tasty little tidbit as we get this game rolling just past the 7:30 hour. The Cougs will need, obviously, all of his 24 points that he's been averaging and then some tonight to pull this one off. One interesting aspect, the last time North traveled into the deep reaches of southern Indiana, freshman Jack Townsend gunned in 11 triples and scored 35 points in an epic game as North fell in overtime to then 14th-ranked Evansville Wright. So we'll see if Jack is dialed in, the Mad Bomber. He knocked down 5 triples last week at Columbus North and scored 17 to lead the Cougs, but it wasn't nearly enough as North suffered its worst loss of the year. The next night, the freshman was 2 of 15, had only 6 points against 9th-ranked Floyd Central. So we'll see what barometer Townsend falls on a little bit later tonight as North readies for this one. Ball management will be key, and North really never got out unwound offensively last week. They never reached the 35% shooting mark in either of those two losses they had to Albany. And the Cougars tonight at the arena in New Albany, and of course the Cougs will host next week's start to the 107th state tournament. We'll have Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock with Andy. John Callahan joins me for the tip at 7:30 against the defending 4A state titleist. Well, it was only right and fitting that senior Josh Hall scored the game's first basket as 17th-ranked South raced out to a 9-0 lead and held serve, winding up 19-4 with a home court 59-49 win last night over Northview, who kept things interesting until South closed on a 7-0 run to lead 38-30 after three compliments of freshman Anthony Leal's offensive rebound basket at the buzzer. Hall headed over to DePaul next year to play hoops, scored 16 in the ball game to lead the Southsiders, 10 in the opening half, had 5 rebounds. Chance Coyle had another steady game, 6 of South's 10 steals on the night. He had 15 points, 6 rebounds, and another complete game for the junior forward. Phil King added 10 as coach J.R. Holmes. The Hall of Famer won his 614th victory in South last night, and today is JR's birthday as he hits another milestone, 70. His Panthers now hit the road. They move up to the north side to defend its sectional championship next week. They open up against Columbus North next Tuesday night. The Panthers will be out after its 18th sectional title under the Hall of Fame coach. Aaron Parker's JVs, by the way, finished strong. 17-6 on the air. They rolled over Northview in the JV game, 71-43. Avery Brand with 19. Noah Jager had 10. And Grayson Rowland with 9. Don't forget Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk tonight after our Cougar game in New Albany. And it is Final Four time this weekend for Mark Mays, 13-7. Lighthouse Christian Lions, the girls, and Grace Holdeman. Her final couple of games this weekend up in Lafayette. The Lions are paired with Southside Christian of Indianapolis. They'll play at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Granger Christian from Northern Indiana and Heritage Christian will play in the other semi, the title game for the girls in the Indiana Christian State Tournament. Will begin and go on the line at 5:15. On the line, the 80th annual IHSA Boys Swimming and Diving State Finals. They'll start to unfold with swimming prelims tonight, 6 o'clock at the IU Natatorium. Phil Cole, who got his Panther girls up to fourth in the state, will shoot for a top 10 finish this weekend. His Panthers finished out the regular season 9th ranked in the state, and they have a lot of quality led by Matthew Jordan, who is the top seed in the 100 fly and second in the 100 breaststroke, and that 400 free relay is also the 3 seed among the best for the Panthers going in. Top 16 in each swimming event during tonight's prelims will come back Saturday within the top 8 individuals vying for state championship honors. By the way, Jacob Shunk, the young sophomore diver from Edgewood, who was 5th in the regional earlier this week at Bloomington North, he'll be appearing in his first state championships. The diving prelims will get rolling on Saturday morning. And that word and that school from Hamilton County, Carmel, the 2-time defending boys state champion. They've won 5 of the last 7, and they're shooting for their 17th state championship in the sport. And we know what the girls have done over 3 decades. So that's a glance at the swimming and diving state finals. And the best of luck to all of our gymnasts, north, south, as they compete in that loaded, and it always is, Columbus East sectional gymnastics event that gets rolling at 7 o'clock later tonight. Michelle Stroud, of course, the interim head coach for the Panthers. They go in as the 8th-rated team in the state, but they have defending state champ and number 3 Columbus North and 4th-ranked Columbus East right in front of them in this loaded field. So they'll try to qualify for the regional at Columbus East next weekend. Andrea Smith has her Cougars ready, as well as Bloomington North's been competing at a high level, and they'll look to try to qualify as one of the top teams in the sectional for the girls in gymnastics. And again, that starts tonight over at Columbus East. Panthers down, or rather the Cougars down in Southern Indiana at the arena in New Albany tonight. Chalk Talk, Andy Hodson at 7 o'clock.
All right, safe travel south, but before we let you get down there, we'll come back at 8:45. And a very busy weekend for basketball, Hoosier style. Senior night, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Colin Hartman. Whether his playing career continues or not, Joe, that's still up in the air, but it sounds like he's going through the ceremony, so that'll be great, 8 o'clock at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Terry Morin's crew has a big game tomorrow afternoon as well. it's big in the sense they need to win it. You can't go on the road 2 weeks in a row and lose to teams at the bottom of the league. That's not if you're going to try to make the NCAA tournament, so we'll look at that. Swimming and diving, baseball, softball, track and field. We'll get to all that coming back at 8:45.
We'll be here. We'll outline it for you and get ready for the weekend.
Plenty to do. Pacers stayed put on the trade deadline. They brought in no help for Paul George didn't send him out, so it's a win, kind of win, if you look at it in that sense of the thing. And you can help me out with Daytona at 8:45 as well.
All righty.
8:45 at WGCL. Happy Big Show Friday. There's Julie Warren from VisitBloomington.com.
Good morning.
If I need more information, where possibly should I go?
You should go to visitbloomington.com.
There you go. Stuff to do.
That's right.
Inman is reminding me the Bloomington Home Show is this weekend starting today. Enjoy that. That's at The Warehouse.
The Warehouse, yep.
On The Rogers Street at The 1525 South Rogers. Get in, get after it, do all that. Big Show Friday, just after 8:45, means we bring in our good friend Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
How are we doing, guys? Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
Not bad for Friday. Sun's out.
That's right.
So, you know,
Big
we
Show
move
Friday.
Forward.
Spring.
Final weekend of February.
Wow. It's crazy.
We don't want
it's
it to
crazy.
Go if it was going to stay like this.
I know.
That's true.
71 degrees today. Could see some thunderstorms in the afternoon.
I think we've had, 28 days, or when it's all said and done, we're going to have like 13 or 14 days in the 60s. Unbelievable. Half the month.
It's great.
It is wild.
And
thought I'd throw that,
like that
weather tip in.
That was good.
Team weather. It's the weather team. It's the WGCL weather team. Be careful heading down to New Albany tonight.
Yeah,
because you might see
it's going to start down around that area, so we'll see how hard the winds blow. So
indoor sport, that's good.
Careful of the damaging winds today, maybe. Mm-hmm.
You're in a big old gym there. You'll be safe. That's a good place to be when there's goofy weather going on. But we'll do the Hoosier beat this time before we get to the high school game of the week. It's North at New Albany tonight. The Indiana folks are scattered throughout the country, Joe, on this busy weekend, and we'll talk about Senior Day for the men coming up here briefly. But championships to be won. We know Chuck's not with us this morning because he's over in Geneva, Ohio for track and field, but the swimming has already started and ready to go, and Ray Lewis is Hoosiers, and Drew Johansson's divers are looking to make some noise in the Big Ten.
Well, I tell you, number four in the country out after its 25th title, and they're halfway home after 4 seconds the last 6 years. And they set 5 school records and 2 Big Ten marks yesterday and last night to take hold of first place on day 2 of the Big Ten Swimming and Diving Championships over at Ohio State. They won 3 of 5 events, finished second in the other to open up a 100-point lead over Michigan. Vinny Lonza led the 1-2-4 Hoosier finish in the 200-yard IM. New school record time, 1:41.5. Former 2-time state champion South Panther Ian Finnerty was second in the event. Blake Peroni was fourth. Bob Glover, 14th in the 200 IM. And those guys, Glover, Finnerty, Lonza, and Peroni, set another Big Ten record as they capped the night, winning in 3:03 the 400 medley relay. The divers got involved. Olympians Michael Hickson, James Conner went 1-2 in the 1 meter diving. And the key thing here, Hickson winning with a Big Ten record over 488 points, and Conner was right behind him. And those are now the two highest scores in school history off of the 1 meters. Competition runs through the weekend, and we wish the IU men well. The women finished second last week in the Big Tens. Baseball down in Boca Raton, Florida, and 2-2. Chris Lemonis' crew, after the first weekend of play, they're on the road down in Florida, taking on Conference USA heavyweight Florida Atlantic. Tell you, the pitching, not bad for this early in the season. That was going to be one question mark, but against the teams that they played last weekend down in Surprise, Arizona, they opened this weekend with a staff ERA of 1.59 and opponents hitting only 220. And mentioning hitting, Lauren Eustace is getting on base a lot. He's the leadoff man here early in the season, swiped 4 bags and has a 471 on-base percentage. And Ryan Feinman leads Indiana at the dish, hitting 417. And we talked a little about Jake Matheny, the son of Cardinal skipper, St. Louis Cardinal skipper Mike Matheny, earning Big Ten Freshman of the Week honors earlier in the week after hitting two out and driving in five in his collegiate debut. Well, on our Chuck Crabb honor roll, our track athlete of the week in the Big Ten, Kyle Mau, the young freshman from Hudson, Ohio. He won't be far from where they're competing this weekend, the men and women in the Spire Institute over in Geneva, Ohio. That's where Chuck is, taking care of his PA duties over there, and Mau took care of anchoring the distance medley relay to a first place finish last weekend up at the Alex Wilson Invitational in South Bend. That team time of 9:28.1, currently ranked second in the nation. And also a young lady we've talked quite a bit about this year, a Catherine Receiver. Young lady, sophomore out of Louisville, Kentucky, is our track athlete of the week in the Big Ten. She led the distance medley relay to a first-place finish, and their time of 10 minutes 5 also ranked second in the nation. She's won a couple of indoor track athlete of the week honors in the Big Ten, and certainly we wish her the best as Michigan won its 9th Big Ten championship and its first in 10 years last year for the women, while last year Nebraska won the men's championship, its second Big Ten championship in program history. The Huskers, they rolled up 116 points. And mentioning distance, Daniel Kuhn, the young kid out of Shelbyville, claimed the 600-meter race last year, so he'll be out to defend and hopefully give Indiana some top-five finishes, Ron Helmer's crew, in both track and field as we get rolling over in Geneva, Ohio. Elsewhere, basketball of note, of course, the final regular season game on the road tomorrow for Terry Morin's crew, who had that exciting 2-overtime win over Iowa the other night, looking for its 10th win to close 10-6, and also have that 20th win, which looks good on the resume, but they can't fool around with Illinois like what happened to them in Nebraska. Nebraska 3-2-13, and they beat Indiana last weekend, and here's Illinois now struggling, have lost 10 in a row and only 3-12 in the league. So this is a must win for Indiana to spruce up the resume. The Big Ten tournament for the ladies starts next weekend at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Of course, the Hoosiers of Coach Tom will try to snap that 5-game losing streak themselves. Senior night with Colin Hartman at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall Saturday night at 8 o'clock tip against the Northwestern Wildcats, who have been struggling here as of late. They didn't struggle back in late January when they thumped Indiana by 13 and held Indiana to its lowest shooting aggregate of the year, 32%. So hopefully the rim's a little wider on Saturday night for the Hoosiers, who still have to overcome a lot of problems to snap this losing streak before they head out onto the road against Purdue, who now has sole possession of first place, needing only to win two of its last three to win its conference championship outright. And, of course, Ohio State, who upset Wisconsin last night in Columbus. The Buckeyes coming up a week from tomorrow at 12 noon to close out the regular season before everyone heads to Washington, D.C. for the Big Ten tournament. High school basketball tonight down at the Arena in New Albany. The place will be filled. It seats 4,100 down there, and the Zanies will be on hand. A lot of red and black, and number one son, Romeo Langford, he wears number one for a reason. He's one of the best in the country, let alone the state. He's only a junior. Last year, North played him tough, lost by 6 points in the Cougar Den. On the McKinney court, Langford went crazy in the first half, scored 24 of his 27, but the Cougars were right there at the end and hope to be tonight as they get ready to wrap up the regular season, hopefully 13-8 with a surprise upset of number two, and then head on into the sectional next week, which they host. They won't play until a week from tonight, and they'll catch either Bloomington South or Columbus North, who kicks off our coverage of the 107th State High School Tournament next Tuesday night as Bloomington South. Winner last night, 59-49. Josh Hall had 16. Chance Coyle with 15. And a nice effort. They held Northview 25 points below their scoring average and beat them 59-49 to close out 19-4 today. J.R. Holmes, the Hall of Fame coach, celebrating his 70th birthday, and now we'll get ready for the postseason, and the Panthers out after their 18th sectional title next week. And obviously, we're hoping for a North-South semifinal, which will guarantee us a game a week from Saturday, the championship game in the Bloomington North Sectional. If that does not come about, we have Edgewood awaiting whoever, and they could play Northview again. Both teams drew byes in the 3A sectional out in Ellettsville, and we could have, if things don't work out at Bloomington North, a sectional championship meeting and a third meeting between those two for the title next Saturday night as well. So some up-and-coming basketball tourney bits as far as the postseason is concerned. By the way, I got a note from team president of the Indiana Cutters, and you know, we have the Cutters getting ready for the start of a new season and a new league, but they're going to try to spread the wealth out and seek players from Owen County as well as over in Greene County, and they're looking for players from Owen Valley and Eastern Greene, and they'll be meeting on Sunday at the Tier 10 Sports Campus over in Spencer at 2 o'clock. So anyone out there in the area still got football in them on the amateur level, that's the place to be for the Indiana Cutters on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Elsewhere on the Hoosier Beat this weekend, a couple of other women's sports in action, as the water polo queens will be at the Councilman Billingsley Center, and they'll have the water polo invitational with McHenry and Cal Baptist to start things off with on Saturday and move through Sunday. And Clint Wallman's Hoosier Women Golfers will open the season, the Westbrook Invite. They're down in Peoria, Arizona, as they get the season started as well. Don't forget to Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, tonight after our game at 9:30.
All right, Joe, safe travels down to New Albany, and we'll talk to you Monday morning.
See you then, my friend.
Joe Smith, 745, 845.